Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Sota Chavdalid, Sota 24a, pagination is 47. We're in the middle of a Mishnah about 8 lines down, and we're addressing the case of Mesu Ba'alehen Ad Sheloshasu. If the husband of the sota dies before they get to drink the waters of the sota, that means that the husband suspected his wife of improper behavior. He has warned her already, and she went privately with the man. We don't know if they actually had relations or not. He brings her to the Beis HaMikdash to drink the waters of the sota. And before she can drink it, he dies. The halacha, as Rashi brings it, lets us know that based on the pasuk vehevi ha'ish es ishto, the man will bring his wife to drink. We have a rule that you can't have her drink the water independent of her husband. In other words, one might think that her guilt or not has nothing to do with her husband, really. She's a married woman who acted improperly. It's between her and Hashem. And maybe you could have her drink the sota water, and perhaps you might learn it as a magical method of administering the death penalty, which we've already discussed, that's not the perspective of Mesota. The point here is to resolve the standoff between husband and wife because of all the indecision of whether she acted improperly and had relations or not. And if the husband's not here, so everything here is falling nicely into place, we're not going to give her the waters of Sota. Question, though, is, what happens to her ksuba? Normally, when the husband dies, the woman, his wife, is entitled to ksuba money. In this case, if she's guilty, she's not entitled to ksuba because she messed up the marriage. If she's innocent, she's entitled to ksuba money. Normally, we would wait for the waters of Sota to do their job, and then we would know what her status is. And if she declines to drink the waters of Sota, she would get divorced without Ksuba, because the onus is on her for the mess up over here of the marriage. Over here, she's saying, I'm willing to drink the water. It's just that Halacha says that I can't drink the water. Will she be able to get the ksuba without this verification process taking place or not? The Mishnah records a machlokes. Beishamai omrim notlos ksuba velo shosos. Indeed, she doesn't drink. That's the rule. If the husband's not here, she doesn't drink. But she does get her ksuba, as the Gemara will explain, because the document that ksuba is owed to her is as if it's collected. And therefore, it's as if the money, based on that document, is already in her possession. And if it's in her possession, then the motzi mechavero, the one who's taking it away, are the inheritors of her husband who are trying to box her out and say, you can't take what's yours, because she already has a document. Uveis Hillel omrim, and Beis Hillel say, O shosos olonotlos ksubason. We give her the ultimatum. Either you drink, or you don't get your ksuba. And because she can't drink, she's not going to get her ksuba, according to Beis Hillel. And the Gemara explains the logic of that is that the document of ksuba that she has is not considered collected yet. It is a proof to collect, but it's not yet the collection. If you want a really vivid illustration of this, it's our checks. where it says on the check, pay to the order of. That's an authorization to the bank to release money to the person who holds the bearer of that check. But the check itself is not money. It's pay to the order of. Now, it could be that if you're very good for your check, maybe people would accept it as money because it's worth money, because I know I can collect, because it has value, like anything has value in the world. A chair has value. But the check intrinsically never stated that it's intrinsically money. It stated pay to the order of, that you could collect based on this check. And again, as an illustration, but Beis Hillel are saying that the document is nothing more than a proof. It's not yet a collection. And therefore, who is the motzi? Who is the one who's taking away from somebody else? It's the woman who's trying to collect from the estate. She has to bring proof. And because she's not able to drink, her proof is weak. Because there's something up in the air that has not been verified, and she cannot prove that her marriage terminated based on the death of her husband in a very simple, innocuous, innocent way. On the contrary, there's something in the air that says that she messed up the marriage, and that has not been verified. Let's skip to the Gemara that comments on this Mishnah that we just did. It can be found on Chaf Hei Amud Aleph on the bottom, 25a, one line up. Mesu ba'aleim ad shaloshasu, this case that we just discussed, if the husband died before they drank, Beis Shammai say that she can collect, and Beis Hillel say she cannot collect. B'maykom ifligi, what is the essence of the machlokes? Beis Shammai savri, Beis Shammai hold shtar ha'omed ligvos kigavui domi. A document that's ready to be collected is as if it is collected. Look at Rashi on the very last line, v'hamotzi mechaveiro olav haraya, and the one who wants to take money away from her has to bring the proof. Therefore, va'aleyan lahavi raya shezinsa b'stira zu, the inheritors would have to prove that she in fact had relations illicitly, va'avda ksubasa, so that she lost her ksuba, because Beis Shammai hold that it's already in her hands, so to speak. Well, Beis Hillel Savri, and Beis Hillel, which is the way the Rambam Paskins holds, Shtar ha'omed ligvos lav kegavui dami, the document that she's holding is not considered as if it's already collected, and therefore, as Rashi explains, he tova'as mi safek, she's making a claim of the estate which is doubtful. V'aleh lahavi raya shalozinsa, the onus is on her to bring proof that she did not have illicit relations. And since she can't, because the waters of Sota are not available to her, she would not be able to collect her ksuba. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.